I need to get home as quick as possible, Will said. My parents, what are they thinking? They didn't even want me to go outside. I need to get back to them.
Let me remind you, the faster way is more dangerous, the old man said.
I know, and I don't care. Will extended his arm again, making sure it was completely back to normal.
Well then, the old man smiled. Let me get those directions.
He then bumbled out of the room, with Cebrus still lazily draped across his arm. Once he was out of earshot, Ezra spoke up.
Listen, he said. We're not up for this. Bet and I, we told you we could get you to Amender. That was all. We've done that. I hope you're not expecting us to follow you down some crazy adventure just to get you to learn how to be a better Darkhand. You don't know this, but Darkhands have been pretty bad to Bet and I. We just took it easy on you because you're some clueless kid.
He stopped for a moment and began to pace the room.
And who knows if this old man even knows what he's talking about. He seems a bit off in the head, if you ask me.
If you know what's good for you, Ezra was interrupted as the mender waddled back around the corner. The salamander was gone now, and in his hand was a large bit of rolled-up parchment.
There it is, he said. Take it and follow its directions clearly. Don't get off its path, or things may get decidedly more difficult.
Will started to say something, but the man cut him off.
No more questions. Go, Will Gladman. Trust your Kakrit. Learn to use it well, and make your own choices. A Darkhand doesn't have to be bad.
Ezra began to rummage in his pockets for the money, but the old man began to walk away.
No payment today, he said as he rounded the corner. You can save what you have for my brother.
Then the man was gone. Bet, Will, and Ezra took a confused moment to look at one another.
Let's get out of here, Bet said finally. We may not be going with you, but we can at least all take a look at that map, maybe point you in the right direction.
The three of them made their way out the door and onto the dusty street. Inside Will's gut, a steady fear had begun to build. What would he do all alone? Would Bet and Ezra really leave him? Did he have any choice regardless?
All right, Bet said. Let's see that map.
Will took the parchment and began to unroll it slowly. He'd barely made any progress when a single, furious word came from Ezra's mouth.
No, he said.
What?
Bet scrambled to look in the direction Ezra was staring.
He's here, Ezra said.
Who's here? Murden.
Then he dashed away in quick pursuit. The question is, what should Will and Bet do? Watch from a distance? Try and stop Ezra from being seen? Or help Ezra confront Murden?